Welcome to episode 35 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. I am here once again with my man, the Geek Slays. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, dealing with some spotty phone service, but...
Of course.
Other than that, doing decent.
That's good, man. That's good. Today's just going to be an episode to talk about some NFL things, talk about some teams and some players that are being overrated and underrated coming into the year. First off, I just want to ask you, do you think the Minnesota Vikings are winning the NFC North?
They should, but I don't know if they will.
See, I'm not asking should. I'm asking, do you have confidence that they will?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Because the difference is Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. Who do you have more faith in?
Kirk Cousins, probably.
You're kidding, right?
Rodgers. I don't know, man. There's not many weapons. They're a little iffy. I don't know. I was just thinking about my division winners. We're gonna go through those as well. But I do have the Packers winning that division. Might be a little bit of bias thrown in there, but also the Vikings, to be honest, should have won the division last year. So
probably
there it is.
We should win it this year, but 100%. I don't have faith.
100%. So, yeah, moving right along into some teams that are being overrated and underrated. Just off the top of your head, what teams do you think are being pretty heavily overrated coming into this season?
Currently, the Patriots are being way overhyped. They might be the fourth best team in that division. They're not good.
I don't see them finishing last only because of Belichick.
Belichick apparently wants to call offensive plays this year. That's not going to go well. He's a defensive guy.
Yeah, that is
Belichick's true. Great, but he is not that guy. I think that's going to mess with that team a lot. Mm-hmm. That, and they just have no talent. Like, they've let their most talented players walk. They have no NFL talent. I shouldn't say no, because they have some, but they're not that team anymore.
Like, they didn't draft well. They didn't do anything big in free agency. And then on the other side of it, you have the Bills, who drafted the only position that I could even remotely think of them being weak at, and that was running back. And they drafted James Cook, who I'm sure you're high on. The Jets went out and got Breece Hall, Jermaine Johnson, Garrett Wilson, and they got Uzoma in free agency. They got they did not get Marcus Williams. Never mind. They traded away Marcus May, but they got Sauce Gardner, and the Dolphins obviously got Tyreek. So, like, the Patriots just haven't improved at all. I mean, their draft was terrible. Cole Strange? I mean, come on now.
Belichick trying to prove he's smarter than the room again. I don't know.
I don't think he's smarter than the room at this point. He might be. I don't know. Cole Strange is an interesting pick. I feel like he'll turn out just because of Belichick and the way he develops players.
right.
This guy from Chattanooga. Yeah, the Patriots being pretty heavily overrated, I don't think there's any way in the world that they finish last in the division. I just don't see it happening. I don't see the Jets. The Jets are one of my overrated teams.
Really? Okay.
And here's my thought process behind it. Now, I actually have a lot more faith in Zach Wilson than I think most people do, because most people don't have any faith in Zach Wilson. But I think that Zach Wilson genuinely could make a – this is a long shot, but could make a Herbert-like second-year jump. Okay? He could.
Okay.
He has the weapons. He's mobile, big arm. All the attributes that Herbert has, just not as good as him, obviously, at this point. But I think that defense is still really an issue, despite adding Sauce Gardner.
Well, they added Sauce. They added Jermaine Johnson.
Right, but you can't expect a rookie corner to go out there and be incredible. And
they're getting Carl Lawson back. That defense is going to be a lot better than people are thinking.
But do you trust that defense more than you trust like the Patriots defense?
I trust the talent more. I mean, who do the Patriots' best corner there's Jalen Mills. Sauce is going to be better than Jalen Mills because it's not hard. Jalen Mills is not good, and he's the number one in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their best pass rusher outside of Matthew Judon is me, I guess. I don't know. The Patriots are devoid of talent completely.
They really are for some reason. Like, this is like a very bad Patriots roster. We look at the other defenses in that division, though. Dolphins defense is kind of sick. And the Bills defense shouldn't be good, but for some reason is, like, numbers wise. Like, you look at, like, who do they have besides, like, Poyer and Hyde and Trey White? Like, there's nobody there.
Well, Von Miller?
old, washed, blah, blah, blah. Old head, veteran. No. I don't know. Yeah, Patriots, Jets, overrated teams. Anybody else that comes to mind?
Honestly, the Saints are getting super overhyped right now for some reason. People are suddenly expecting Jameis Winston to be a quarterback he's never proven to be before.
And yeah, Jameis had, for some reason, just freaking torched the Packers last year. And that first game, and everyone was like, could he be having a comeback MVP season? And then he got hurt.
Right.
But with the Saints, you have to – I don't know if Michael Thomas is playing football this year. I don't know.
And we don't know if Alvin Kamara is playing football this year.
And we don't know if Alvin Kamara is playing football this year. Even with Michael Thomas coming back, that receiver core is still you have Olave. And you have Jarvis Landry.
Yeah. So Landry, Olave, and Michael Thomas is a good receiving group.
That's the second best in that division behind the Bucs, probably.
It
might even be better than the Bucs, because the Bucs are number third.
Overrated right now.
Yeah. The Bucs are number third behind Godwin and Evans. But,
for the first eight to 10 weeks, they're not going to have a second because Godwin's not going to be there.
Right. The Saints over-under for wins right now is 7.5. Like, I don't know what their schedule looks like, but
I don't, off the top of my head, I don't either.
Jameis, I don't know, man. I mean, this, to be fair, they almost made the playoffs last year without Jameis.
Sure.
And they might be getting Michael Thomas back. And Olave is a promising rookie. Marshawn Lattimore is still a dog.
And they also don't have Sean Payton, who is probably the reason Jameis was any good.
That is true. I don't hate Dennis Allen, though. I really don't.
I do. We've seen him coach in the NFL before. He's not good at it.
Who did he coach?
I believe he coached the Raiders. Let me double check. Dennis Allen. Oh, apparently I'm on his Wikipedia page. That's crazy. He was the Raiders head coach from 2012 to 2014.
Ooh.
Let me find what his stats worked out to be.
I don't think those were good years.
They definitely weren't good years. Definitely not. Where is... There's his Pro Football Reference page. He went 4-12, 4-12, and then 0-4 before getting fired.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe a little bit less faith in Dennis Allen now. The Saints, I mean, they still probably finish second in that division. I don't know if that ends up being a playoff spot or not. Falcons and the Panthers. The Panthers.
Wait, what?
I still think they finished second in that division, though, the Saints.
Probably. But people are expecting them to compete for the division and maybe make the playoffs. I don't see them as that team.
No way a team with Jameis Winston finishes above a team led by Brady. No way. Yeah, because the Panthers still have Sam Darnold, who came out and said, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that he still thinks he can be like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, which he never was at any point in his career. But I guess we'll see. My next overrated, and it pains me to say this, it's Philadelphia.
You think they're overrated?
I do. I think people, I mean, there are people who have them top five in their power rankings. Like, that, there's no way. Not yet. Jalen Hurts, as much as I love him and probably am going to, like, push his MVP narratives this year, as much as I love him, I don't think he's proven enough to make them a top five team in the league. I don't think there's any way.
He's proven that he always improves. That's the one thing he has proven.
Right, but is he really at the point where this year he'll be improved enough to be an MVP candidate?
I mean, last year he was improved enough to carry a team that we all thought was awful to the playoffs.
Sure. But so, but you don't.
Another I mean, step would be that.
But a top five team in the NFL? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
look at the roster construction. It absolutely could be.
Man. I want to say they're where underrated. Where are they super weak? Linebacker.
I definitely don't think they're underrated, but with the addition of Dean, I think that improves it a lot. Now, to be fair, Dean's a rookie, so we'll see if he's actually any good at the pro level.
When it comes to their linebackers, well, that's same with any rookie. Yeah, their receiving room is ridiculous. Well, I mean, AJ Brown's really good, and Devontae Smith's really good. The third, I think. Hopefully, it would be Quez Watkins, who actually I think is pretty good. I think if Jalen Hurts improves like we talked about, he always does. I think this is a playoff team for sure.
They
probably win the division even.
Oh yeah, because I don't like the Cowboys. They aren't good.
They might be
an overrated team currently too.
Yeah, we can talk about the good old America's team. Dallas is their roster is extremely weak. Okay.
Their roster's weak. They have the worst coach in their division.
Okay, Mike McCarthy is awful.
Yes.
Mike McCarthy is awful. I just don't understand that hire in the first place. Dak Prescott is good. Ezekiel Elliott is the only reason this might be a weird take and this might not be true, but I think the only reason he's still a Cowboy is because they cannot move up his contract. At least the reason why he's getting as many touches as he is because they can't move up his contract.
It's because he's still good.
I think he's still but like I am
not better.
I am very much against the Tony Pollard is better than Ezekiel Elliott narrative.
Yeah, he's
sure.
Absolutely not. Like, now Pollard does end up looking weirdly good because, like, if you watch the games, if Pollard gets a handoff, nobody's in the backfield to touch him. Every time Zeke touches the ball, he's got to make two people miss before he hits the line of scrimmage.
Right. And
I don't know why. But
there was a dude on TikTok, like he was reviewing FanDuel's best running back in each division, and they had Saquon for the East, which I don't think is true. But he said that Tony Pollard's the best running back in the NFC East, and that straight up isn't true because he's not even the best on his own team at this point.
And I would also take Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley, and Antonio Gibson over him.
You know, yeah, and who did they just – they drafted Brian Robinson out of Alabama. Maybe he's better than Tony Pollard. Who knows?
Right. And then the Cowboys receiving core got way worse, losing Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson.
I like Michael Gallup a decent amount, but
– yeah, but he's also not going to play for 8 weeks. So you've got CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of no-name dudes to go try to be a good offense. That's going to not work.
No. The defense is weak. Michael Parsons is good. Trayvon Diggs is overrated but good. And then who else? They lost Randy Gregory. I mean, I don't even know. Is it DeMarcus Lawrence who was there? DeMarcus Ware, whatever his name is? It's DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, they still have DeMarcus Lawrence.
Still have DeMarcus Lawrence who surprisingly played well for his age.
They re-signed Leighton Vander Esch.
Okay, that's always good.
What about Sean Lee? They still have Malik Hooker. They still have Jayron Kearse. But, I mean, even so those two, like, Malik Hooker is top tier if he can actually stay healthy, which Malik Hooker never been able to do.
Very good years, yeah.
Yeah, if he's on the field, Malik Hooker's a great player, but that's the issue. He doesn't go on the field.
Yeah. So, yeah, besides the teams that you mentioned, is there any other overrated teams that come to mind before we move on to underrated?
Off the top of my head, I mean, lately I'm seeing a weird high on the Chiefs.
Ooh.
Like, they're still undoubtedly the best team in that division, and I think they're the worst. They have the worst roster in that division by a lot.
Yeah, I think that Mahomes goes a long way having him.
He does.
They have the best quarterback in the division. I can confidently say that.
Yes. I agree.
The thing that people need to understand is that having the best quarterback in the division does not always mean that you are the best team in the division.
Right.
Because it's the same argument for, like, Trevor Lawrence at the current moment could very well be close to the best quarterback in the AFC South.
Right.
Because it's Matt Ryan, who's old, he's good, but he's old. Tannehill, we know, is kind of sucks. And then Davis Mills. Like, Trevor Lawrence, yeah. But no way the Jags win that division, though, because his team isn't good.
No.
It's the same thing with Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is throwing to Sky Moore and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a rookie who hasn't played a snap in the NFL yet, and a guy who has never hit 1,000 yards in a season.
But don't forget about Juju.
And then there's Juju, who has hit 1,000 yards in a season, maybe? I don't know.
I think so. A couple of times, I think.
But Juju, I think, is good. I think that's a good addition for them. But the defense is just atrocious now. I mean, you got George Karloftis, you got Trent McDuffie. Those are two unproven guys, but two guys with a high ceiling. The safeties don't look good without Tyran. Chris Jones is still there, but...
Well, they added Justin Reed, the safety from Houston, to try to make up for losing Matthew. But when we saw them play last year, they didn't have Tyrann Mathieu for, like, the first 8 games, and that was the worst defense in the NFL.
They were awful.
The only guy they brought back was Tyrann Mathieu, and they suddenly became a top 10 unit.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrann Mathieu does something for that team that I don't think Justin Reed can do, no matter how good you think he is as a player.
100%. So, yeah, when it comes to the Chiefs, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm going to eat my words if I come out and say that they're going to finish last in the division.
See, but I've already said they're going to finish last in their division. I'm fine with eating my words if I have to.
That's true.
I'm sick of people underrating, you know, the Raiders because, well, all they did was add one guy. It's like, well, all the Chiefs did was lose everybody, so I don't want to hear it.
And that one guy is also the best receiver in the NFL. So,
right.
now they have him, Renfro, and Waller, and Brian. No, they don't have Brian Edwards.
No, they just traded Brian Edwards away, weirdly.
Into the Falcons, yeah. And then that the defense is the scary part, though. I mean, edge rushing, awesome. You've got Max Crosby. Who are their corners?
And Chandler Jones.
Oh, and Chandler Jones, yes.
That's the thing. Everybody forgets that they signed Chandler Jones.
That feels like so long ago, dude.
And then they traded for Rakia Sin. They still have Trayvon Mullen, who played really well last year.
It's not even like their defense was terrible last year.
No, their defense was above average, and they've only improved it. So
and it got better. So, like, there's no reason to believe that it would get worse. Like, I don't
right.
I don't
and we're getting another that. Year of progression from Trayvon Merrig.
And like Rakia Sin is like still a very raw prospect. Like, he still has a lot of room.
Oh, yeah,
he was
a rookie last year and was good.
He's got drafted.
So if he can take a step, you know.
Yeah.
The Raiders are being criminally underrated right now.
Then
we know Oh, sorry. But we know Derek Carr is just going to find a way to win. Look at how he did it last year. His team was crumbling, and he just found a way to boost them to wins. So he'll continue to do that.
That's true. Yeah, and you look at the other teams in the division, the Broncos, criminally underrated, in my opinion, too. I think people are just kind of forgetting how good Russ can be. Although, to be fair, he has declined athletically, which is kind of his thing.
Not by enough, though.
Not by enough.
He's a good pocket passer. He doesn't need to scramble. He's never been a scramble-first guy. His offensive line has always just been ass, still will be in Denver.
Where do you rank a healthy Russell Wilson, like, as far as quarterbacks go?
Somewhere in the top 10, probably. I know 2 years ago I had him ranked as, like, the number two quarterback in the league.
I had him pretty high before last season. And then last
season. It might have been before last year.
And then that receiving trio, I don't know what's going on with Jerry and Jeudy, but from the sound of it, he's not going to get any punishment, so he should be playing. And then you got Sutton and Tim Patrick, iffy tight end, Albert something. Albert O, yes. And then that defense we know is good. And they only got better adding Randy Gregory. And then round out the division, look at the Chargers rosters. I think on paper, the best in the league. Not the best in the league, the best in the division.
Absolutely.
Khalil Mack, Derwin James, Joey Bosa, J.C. Jackson, all in the same defense that's just ridiculous.
I mentioned it earlier, though. I still don't trust their coaching staff. They're going to lose themselves a lot of games.
100%. Staley, I don't know about him. The way he handled the end of that Raiders game in Week 18 last year really, really showed some of his I don't know what to call it, but like some of his like flaws as a coach. I'm pretty convinced after watching the way that game finished. Like, I was watching it with my dad, and when he called that timeout, I was like, I'm pretty sure the Raiders were content to let this be a tie. Like, they did not seem like they were driving the ball that much. But that timeout gave them the time, and I'm just like, Brandon Staley could be a situation where, like, I'm trying to think of a good comparison where, like, a head coach held back, like, a young star quarterback. I know it's happened. I'm trying to think.
Oh, well, it always happens. But
it always
like,
happens.
The bigger issue is, why are you letting the Raiders get extra plays in so they can kick a field goal? They were running the clock. You both were going to make the playoffs, but then you decided you wanted to try to win the game at the very end. It's like you could have just both let it expire in OT.
Like that's
both
that's,
gone to the playoffs.
That's my thing, man. Because if I'm Brandon Staley, I know for a fact that if they get in position, Daniel Carlson's not missing it.
Right.
Like, he's one of the kickers. I put him like almost probably like right below Tucker when it comes to kickers I trust. And especially last year, had a great year. And just the fact that you gave them time and room to work. I still see them making the playoffs, though. Herbert hasn't made the playoffs yet. He's due. I think he's going to be my official MVP pick before the season starts, him or Allen. But, man, I like the Chargers a lot. I don't think there's any reason why they shouldn't win the division, if I'm being honest.
They really should win it,
there is
probably.
No excuse at this point. There really isn't. The best roster in the division, second best quarterback in the division. I mean, ugh.
Yeah.
So we kind of just transitioned into the underrated naturally, so perfect. Who's another team besides the Chargers and the Raiders outside of that division who you think's being kind of underrated, flying under the radar right now, talent-wise and stuff?
This is a weird team to say, but the Houston Texans.
Yes, sir. I had them on my list.
Their win total, their predicted win total is like 2.5.
They're over-unders, 2.5. Which
they won what?
If you're listening to this and you are a betting person, slam that over. They are going to win than 2.5 games. They are going to win more than 2.5 games.
Absolutely. They beat good teams down the stretch last year. If Davis Mills even takes a slight step, they're going to be better. That defense improved a ton during the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line even improved some. Like,
when you think about it, the Texans are
not an awful team anymore.
They have a lockdown. They have a true number one corner now in Derek Stingley. Like, that's the guy they're rolling with as their number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
If he'll be any good, who knows? They didn't improve receiver, which is a little. I mean, Brandon Cooks is really good. Brandon Cooks is so underrated.
Yeah.
And they drafted somebody last year, Nico Collins, I think is his name.
Yeah.
I think people like, but didn't play much last year. My concern with them, though, is the same that it is with the Chargers, and that's the coaching staff. I don't love Lovie Smith. Like, I think he's had a has he been to the playoffs as a coach? I think he has.
He went to a Super Bowl
with the Bears, right?
He took Rex Grossman to a Super Bowl. Yep.
Well, that was the year they lost to the Patriots, I think. Yeah.
The Colts.
Love the Colts.
Manning's only win with the Colts.
Yeah. So, yeah. Lovie Smith is okay. But is he the right guy to develop a young quarterback? Absolutely not, because he's a defensive-minded guy. I'm not even – you might disagree with this, but I wasn't even entirely, like, in favor of the Culley firing.
I really wasn't. He seemed like he did a good enough job to earn another chance.
At least earn, like, a prove-it year, you know? Like,
right.
I feel like that came out of nowhere for me. I wasn't expecting Culley to get fired at all. Yeah, for me, an underrated team. Oh boy, you're not gonna like this one. I guarantee you hate this one. Detroit.
No, actually, they are really underrated. They're okay, a you like team.
Okay, I didn't know how you felt about like Goff and everybody, but
I still don't like Goff. Doesn't change the fact that that roster is super improved.
If I was in their position, I know you think he's overrated, and he definitely is overrated. If I had a position where I had Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and DJ Chark's my receiver room, I'm not mad at that at all.
Oh, no, that receiving room is the most well-rounded in the NFL. You got your true X and DJ Chark, the guy you just put the ball within 5 yards of him. He'll figure out how to go get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got Jameson Williams, your true burner on the other side. You just send him running because nobody's keeping up with him.
Nope.
And then Amon-Ra St. Brown, people do have him overrated right now. Like, mm-hmm. they're talking about him like he's a top 15 receiver. He's not, but he is arguably one of the best slot receivers in the league already, and that's mm-hmm. huge, especially if you have those other two guys. Amon-Ra St. Brown's probably going to have a ton of catches this year just because he's going to get open over the middle while you're focused on Hawkinson and Chark and Jameson Williams.
Oh, I forgot about TJ. Yeah. And there are like a decent amount of people I would take Goff over.
Sure.
Like he's definitely like a like below average to low tier starter, but not like a get out of the league
right
like type thing. He's not Marcus Mariota. So. The Lions' offensive line, I think, actually genuinely is top five.
Their O-line's really good.
Penei Sewell, Frank Ragnow. Forget who their center is. Maybe even Ragnow's their center. Ragnow's their center.
Then they have Taylor Decker. Taylor Decker?
Yeah.
Is their other guard?
I think
Decker, or their other tackle?
I don't remember his first name, but I know it's Decker. Yeah. And then the defense. Jeff Okuda's still there. I think he's just been hurt.
We don't know what Jeff Okuda can be. He has been hurt, so he could take a step.
He was a pretty big corner prospect when he came out.
Oh, yeah.
And there were high hopes for him, so maybe. I don't know. And then I swear they drafted somebody defensively this year. No, they didn't.
Aiden Hutchinson?
Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson. I was like, I know they took somebody with the number two overall pick. Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson. Obviously love him. I think he's going to be I don't know if he'll be a leader his first year, but I think he's definitely going to get most of the pressure.
Oh, so Detroit did way better than just Aiden Hutchinson. They also got Josh Pascal, the edge, out of.
Ooh, like that. Like that. He's out
where
of.
Where the heck is he from? Kentucky. Kentucky. Yes. So they have two good edges now. They took Kirby Joseph at safety, so they improved their safety room.
Their linebackers worry me a little bit. I don't know who's their current who their current linebackers are, but that's like the position on the defense.
Yeah. They got Alex Anzalone. I remember him. Long blonde-haired dude.
He's okay. Do you think they finish ahead of the Bears?
Yes.
Okay. I genuinely think, and this is not just my Packers bias coming out, the Bears are going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year.
Oh, yeah. They should be. That's the whole goal, I think.
Their goal is to not be good, right? Yeah.
Right.
This is a tank rebuild year.
I hate the narrative I've kind of been seeing on Twitter, though, about the Bears aren't helping Justin Fields. It's like, well, that's incorrect. They have added offensive linemen. They've added wide receivers. Sure, none of them are
the highest tier wide caliber
guy, but they have given him pieces. They've given him enough to where he can go out and prove that he is that quarterback. 100%. They've given him enough.
100%.
They're not looking for him to make the playoffs. It's just like, okay, go play. Let's see how you look. You know, we've seen good quarterbacks on bad teams. They still play incredible.
And there are people who are saying that Justin Fields is on the hot seat, which I don't think is true.
He'd have to regress, and then the Bears would.
I don't think there's any way he doesn't get better, because all he did in his time healthy last year was get better every single game, pretty much. You know, because he had some really good throws against Pittsburgh and almost beat the Packers. So, any other underrated teams before we move into our final segment? We haven't talked about an AFC team besides the West, so
you're right.
If we've got any,
we talked about
the Texans. Right.
No, I don't think anybody else is being criminally underrated right now. I mean, the Vikings are in that weird spot of you either think they're a playoff team or you think they are awful, and both of those answers are correct.
Were you on my live when I made the prediction of Justin Jefferson going for 2,000 this year?
I think I heard you say it, yeah.
What do you think that's insane of me to say?
It's a little.
It's a little out there, but I try to have like one just really, really out there, but like semi possible take before every season and just see how it pans out.
I can see it, but also the biggest issue is he has to
Kirk share Cousins. And Thielen.
It's Thielen and Osborne and Irv Smith and Cook and Madison. The team has so many weapons that I don't know if Justin's going to get the target share appropriate for that.
The Rams had the same thing kind of going on, but Cooper Kupp almost went for 2,000. If they had OBJ there for like over half the season. And like Tyler Higbee was getting targets
with the roster for a while.
That's true.
Like Cooper Kupp still led the league in targets. I don't know if JJ does that.
Yeah. And also I said this on my live when I made that take. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but is he as good of a like rat guy as Cooper Kupp is? Yards after catch.
I don't think so.
Because he's fast. I know he's fast.
I don't know if he's as shifty as
Cooper Kupp. Yeah. But yeah, that was my hot take about the Vikings. I don't know if he's even going to come close to 2,000, but that was the goal. Okay, I asked you this question on TikTok, and you made a video about it, but I kind of want to expand some more thoughts on it here. Let's talk about some players and coaches that are on the hot seat this upcoming season.
Yeah, okay.
And what it would take for them to lose their jobs. So you can go ahead and start if you've got one in mind, or I can start either way.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of people who are on the hot seat. I mean, we can start with the easy one, probably. It's got to be Mike McCarthy, right?
You would think that.
He's got to be on the hot seat.
But
he hasn't.
He was the Packers head coach for however many years, and they only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. So the Packers really aren't a firing team, though. Like, they don't do it unless, like, something really, really, like they fired McCarthy after they had a really bad year. Rodgers got hurt, and they lost to Josh Rosen's Cardinals. That was the game they fired him after. The Cowboys, like, how long was Jason Garrett their head coach? I mean, Jason Garrett was how many playoff wins? I don't think he had any, did he? Maybe one or two?
I think he had two, maybe.
And no Super Bowl appearances.
No.
Like, he should be in the hot seat, but is he from a Cowboys perspective? I'm not entirely sure. Like,
well, it's because Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones. He needs a coach who's not going to try to take over control. He needs a coach he can where Jerry's in control.
Mike he couldn't thrive with a Belichick. Right, he was like, "No, I want this guy. I want to run the front office." Yeah. Eventually, it's going to be time for Jerry Jones to be on the hot seat.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but yeah,
I don't know. I don't think that does work. I think it's just until he stops. But yeah, Mike McCarthy, that's a very good pick. What would it take for him? Honestly, I think if they don't win the division, they should fire him.
Not going to win the division.
They're not going to win the division.
I'm calling it now. The Cowboys are not going to the playoffs.
Actually, I'm going to broaden my statement. Not just if they miss the playoffs, you fire McCarthy.
And they're going to miss the playoffs. I think they're the third best team in their division.
I could see Washington being better. I could see Washington being better. 100%, I could see Washington being better. Carson Wentz improves that team a lot more than people are giving him credit for. Right now.
He
improves that team a lot more than people give him credit for. And Terry McLaurin, first year with like an actually like proven quarterback, is going to be good. I like it a lot.
And this is a lot different than the Colts, right? If Carson Wentz gets injured, it's not Sam Ellinger.
It's Taylor Heineke, who already has been their starter. Heineke,
who has one game.
And has been their starter. It's not like he just like doesn't know the team. Yeah. And they're getting Chase Young back. They have Montez Sweat on the other side. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If that defense can stay healthy, they should be good like we all thought they would be last year.
100%.
So.
But, yeah. A missed playoffs should equal McCarthy firing. Who knows? I'm going to stick with the NFC East for my pick. Daniel Jones is on the hot seat. 100%.
Okay.
I believe in Daniel Jones.
He's already burned. He's just kind of floating there.
Yeah. I believe in Daniel Jones under a new head coach more than most people do. But if we do not see any improvement from Daniel Jones, if he does not get the turnover numbers down, I think it's his last year. And even if he does, it's probably still his last year.
Yeah.
I think the Giants are he would have to lead them to the playoffs, I think, for them to.
Probably.
Which isn't as impossible as people think it is.
How high Dable is on him or not, you know.
But usually coaches like that want their own guy. And Daniel Jones has been through the ringer with Joe Judge and everybody already, so he might be beyond help. He's also a quarterback from Duke who went top 20, so I don't know what you're expecting. Like, I know nothing about him in college. Like, literally, but when he got drafted that year, I was not into sports analysis at all. I wasn't making sports content, so I have no idea what his college like career was like. Like, I just saw him get picked, and I was like, guy from Duke, I know that's a little weird, but then he comes in and has like a decent game against the Bucks his first start, and then like just completely crashes and burns. So I think that there's a probably 80 plus percent chance that this is the last year for Daniel Jones.
And it really should be the last year for him. I mean, he's done nothing in his career.
100%. Yeah, he has done absolutely nothing. No success. Haven't been even close to the playoffs. Actually, they technically were when that division was horrible in 2020. That division
they were 7-9.
They could have. All they had to do was beat the Cowboys, I think. No, they beat the Cowboys, and then all they needed was like a Washington win over Philadelphia.
Yeah, They needed Philly to beat
Washington. And then Philly kind of tanked.
And Philly pulled all their starters.
Yeah, and Philly didn't even play.
And Joe Judge was pissed.
He was. I remember that. Giants Twitter was not happy that day. So we've talked about some NFC East guys. I would not be happy at all. So we talked about some NFC East guys. Who else have you got on your list? Like we're not. There are a lot of guys on the hot seat, but like whose seat do you think is like the hottest? Like we're talking about
the
guys
hottest
that are, like,
seat is easily Tua Tagovailoa. Easily.
Unfortunately, yes.
Like his team has been built now, and his possible replacement has already been put on the roster.
Teddy B, baby. Teddy B.
The team brought Teddy B in. You don't pay a guy $11 million to be a backup.
No, sir.
If you don't think there's a chance you're going to have to play him. Here's I think it was one of those. Tua, you're going to get every opportunity, but if you suck after 5 weeks, Teddy's taking your job.
There's a very good chance of that. Yeah, and that's the thing. Tua, they've done everything they can. They've built a good defense. They got Tyreek Hill. They got Teron Armstead. They have Mike Gesicki. They have Jalen Waddle. And they have Cedric Wilson, who are two of the best run-after-catch guys in the league. And now, it's all eyes are on Tua. And you look at the videos that they're the Dolphins are posting with him to Tyreek. His balls are underthrown. Tyreek Hill is doing everything he can to be like, yeah, this guy's doing well. But reality, we have eyes. We can see what's going on. And I'm not saying that Teddy B has the best deep ball in the league, but definitely probably is. I don't think his arm is just weak. It can't be weaker than Tua's.
No.
It can't be weaker than Tua's.
It's not.
Maybe Tua should start trying to throw right-handed. What if he's secretly right-handed? And that's why.
Well, and we saw last year, I mean, early on through the first 5 weeks, Teddy Bridgewater was leading the league in big play throws. Throws over 20 yards. That's just what he was doing to start the year.
That Broncos offense was rolling that first 5 weeks, yeah. Yep.
Right. And Teddy looked exactly like I think he does, because that's the Teddy I remember. So I was loving it. Mm-hmm. I might be the biggest Teddy Bridgewater fan on the internet, and I will accept that. He's my dude.
You probably will. You probably are. But
that's my quarterback.
Own that. Yeah.
I do own that.
So how does he for a player Tua? How does he for a coach is probably McCarthy. I'm trying to think of anybody else who is just like probably out after this year.
Brandon Staley, if they miss the playoffs, is out. If
so?
The Chargers miss the playoffs, they're firing him.
Last year was his first year, right?
Yeah, and it was his dumb decisions that missed the playoffs.
Okay.
If they improve the roster, spend this much money, and Staley can't get it done, he's gone.
What do you think about Sirianni in Philly? You think if they underwhelm, he'll be at least talked about, like in the realm of like being fired.
They've already set it up to make Jalen Hurts the fall guy.
That is true.
They've chose Sirianni over Hurts already. If Hurts doesn't take his step, then it's an easy. Oh, we just don't have the quarterback. Let's go trade for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and like I can't. Ooh, speaking of Murray, Cliff Kingsbury. In my opinion, should be on the hot seat.
I don't know if he's on the hot seat. He should be. He should.
He should have been last year.
Probably. But I mean, then he coached really well for the first 8 weeks, and
right, like he was like people's pick for coach of the year, like at points last year. And I just don't think Cliff's the guy for the Cardinals. I don't think Cliff's the guy.
No,
that's
absolutely not.
That's my opinion. I don't think so at all.
He's supposed to be this, you know, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan level offensive mind, and he's not.
No. If he was, they might have
shut down without D-Hop.
Mm-hmm. Their offense was atrocious in the Rams playoff game. Just absolutely awful.
And that's on Cliff.
It is. Kyler did everything he could. So, yeah. Is there any other guys that come to mind for you?
I'm trying to Trying to go over some more weird head coaching spots. I mean,
you think Doug Peterson's in it for the long term with Jacksonville?
I would figure, but it's also Jacksonville. They could go 13-3 this year and they'd fire Doug Peterson for some reason. So
that's probably true.
They're impossible to know. I don't think anybody's on a serious hot. Maybe Frank Reich, if you miss the playoffs again with that roster.
I think he's too tied in and well-liked by that organization. I don't know.
See, that's kind of my thought there. But, I mean, if you miss the playoffs again, we know Jim Irsay gives more of a shit about wins than people.
Right, because Irsay, like, straight up came out and was like, yeah, it was a mistake trading for Carson Wentz. Like,
yeah.
He does not care. He does not care.
No, he wants to win, and if you don't help him do that, he is not afraid to call you out for not. So, you know, if they miss the playoffs again, it'll be tough.
I definitely think there would be some consideration of maybe this isn't the guy, you know.
I think I've brought up that Zach Wilson's kind of on a hot seat because they've improved the Jets so much he has to look better. Mm-hmm. I think we got to say the same thing about Saleh, though. I mean, if the team's bad, what's that? I got attacked by a big-ass bird. All right. Sorry.
You're good.
Attacked live on TV. But, like, if the Jets just come out and are a 2-15 team, Saleh's job is probably gone. If the Jets, or if they're just worse than they were last year, barring immense injury.
I wouldn't be 100% convinced that Saleh's gone.
I think teams are just quick to move on now.
Here's what I think. I think that defense needs to be good for Saleh to keep his job.
I think that's valid. If the defense is bad and you have a defensive coach,
you bring in Saleh because he's one of the most energetic and one of the most well-liked and one of the most successful defensive coordinators in the league. If your team is bad and the weak spot is defense, that's two strikes against him right there. Right. The whole team is bad. Like, the offense isn't working. That's also on him because he's the head coach now. But also, he's supposed to be like the defensive guy. That's the same reason why Mike Zimmer probably got fired. Same reason for that.
I was going to say, Zimmer got fired because he's a defensive guy and his defense sucked 2 years in a row.
If he had had, defense,
but if most the defense would have been top 10, he's not getting fired.
At that but defense,
if the defense was top 10, we're a playoff team. So
if that defense had like been able to keep like the Cardinals that I field goal range that 1 week, or like keep.
Right.
You know, like, there's a bunch of what-ifs with that defense. Didn't they lose in overtime to the Panthers? Or did they beat them
in overtime?
No,
they beat the Panthers. Okay. But they lost. So, when they were, I can't remember exactly what their record was. They were like 5-7 going into the 49ers game. They were the only team in the NFL to have held a lead of greater than 7 points in every single game they played.
And they were,
I think they only had one seven game where they never had a lead. Yeah, yep. Like, it was entirely Zimmer's defense. That was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was time for him to go. And if Saleh's defense is awful again, you can't keep that guy.
Right. Right. Did the Vikings
and teams are just
last year? I'm trying to say.
No.
They didn't, right?
We beat them once.
I was just thinking about like the one Vikings game where, like, your defense kind of kept us in check, and then Jefferson torched us. But I can remember what happened in the other one.
I think we lost the other one, but I. It was the other game versus Green Bay, the Sean Mannion game.
Oh yes, I remember. It was a primetime game, and Sean Mannion came out, and the Packers just beat him to a pulp.
Because the Vikings needed to win to keep themselves in playoff contention, and Kirk missed the game, and I was pissed. Because I said him not being vaccinated was going to cause him to miss an important game.
And it
did. Would screw us over, and that's exactly what happened.
That would have taken a win away from the eventual division winners and the Packers. And
because
the
Packers did not play well that game. We would have beat them.
It was an awful game on both sides. Like I was watching the game with Sean. Like I was watching the game, and I'm like, Sean Mannion's awful, but he's not like awful. And then like I'm like, but we'll be fine. And then Rodgers will like miss a couple throws. I'll be like, like we were missing Devontae.
Yeah, right.
Yep. But like, I was just like, Rodgers, just it's Sean Mannion. For the love, please, just do your thing. And eventually they did. But like, if the Vikings had won that game, I don't know what would have happened. But the what yeah. ifs. But yeah, Salah should probably be that. He should probably be like watching his back. Fine, yeah, he's mostly fine.
Yeah,
but he should be careful because the Jets are an organization where they won't be afraid to pull the trigger on any and anybody because they've been so right. poverty for so long. They just need to get somebody who has success. Seeing as the best coach in franchise history might be Rex Ryan.
Blow us out again.
Well, that was just because. 37-10, but... Well, that was just because you guys couldn't score anything. I'm pretty sure a lot of that was garbage time. Like,
right.
And Justin Jefferson. Yeah. I remember Justin Jefferson was. It was a pretty crucial fantasy week too, and I needed a big game out of him. And then Kirk Cousins didn't play.
He got 6 for 58.
Then he got 6 foot. I think.
Oh, and you remember, calling for Kellen Mond.
I was too, man. I was sitting on Twitter just like, put Kellen Mond in. I don't care if he torches us. I want to see Kellen Mond. Like,
right. It couldn't have been worse than what we got from Mannion.
There's no way it could have been worse. It probably wouldn't have been much better in his first NFL action. But.
Well, it was funny. They did put him in for like 3 plays. He completed 2 passes and then threw the one that should have been intercepted. And Zimmer yanked him.
Oh, yeah. Zimmer was like, you're done. Sean Mannion, get back in the game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think I am good on the underrated front. Are you? On the underrated, on the hot seat. All right. Well, okay. thanks for joining in your little special circumstance with the phone audio. Everything seemed to go well. So thanks for being here, being willing to be on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Always a fun time. All right. We'll see you later.
Always. Later.
Bang, bang.